to The Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary with another great show. I see another great chat already lighting it up. Eric David in there, Steve Folkerts, Farzad Crispin, Jeff Stenberg, and Matt. Thanks for being in here. Hit the like button if you could. And again, let's see if we like the recap screen before we bring in the stars of the show. We go 3-2. Shout out to Sniper, because not only did he go 2-0 with some plus money in there, but he told you to take a couple of home run guys, and both of them hit. More on that in a little bit. We hit the sports line pick thanks to EC. He hits again. Calvin Wetzel loses by the hook. Storm end up losing by 10 at the very end of the game, so very easily could have been 4-1. But listen, we'll take 3-2, especially with some plus money in there. Before we bring in the stars of the show, let's get another sports line pick out there, and let's feature Eric Cohen, who has been dominant in MLB. The Phillies run line, -1.5 at +115. That's our sports line bet. Beach Bum in the chat says EC is on a heater. Don't leave the table. Good advice there. Let's bring in who's at the table right now. We've got Matt Snyder. We've got A-Mags. We've got Brad Thomas. Bucket's not with us today, but he'll be here on Friday. Sniper, I got to start with you because you had a nice day yesterday, and we had the home run chart, which has been very hot, but you said, hey, there's a couple of other guys I want you to consider.
Yeah, so it doesn't always happen like that, right? But it was one of those nights that was really fun. I mean, I said Kyle Stowers and the Marlins beat the Phillies 1-0 with a Kyle Stowers home run. Our guy Brandon Lau continues to hit home runs when I'm on the show, so you got to ride him anytime I'm on the show and they're facing a righty. Unfortunately, they're facing a lefty tonight, so definitely avoid Lau tonight. And hey, the Cubs are rolling right now too, so I'm excited.
We got Richard Pierre in the chat, Katie Taylor, I believe Danny Brasco, Big Cheesy in the chat as well, Rick Funcannon, and we got Brad Thomas on the show. Now, Brad, people see you, and at least this time of year, they're thinking probably soccer, but you actually have, correct me if I'm wrong, you've got golf today in a little WNBA.
Yes, I do. I'm actually like this. Everyone always like kind of puts me with soccer, but they got to remember that, you know, I've been capping golf as the first thing that I ever started handicapping. So there's no quitting me. I'm year round.
Yeah. And you do college football, NFL, like you do a ton of stuff. And so we're very much looking forward to having you on shows throughout the year. A-Mags, we've got baseball today. Talk to me about the MLB slate.
Yeah, MLB slate is a day slate, day baseball, really a lot of it out there today, and we'll be having some fun. I think during the early afternoon, it may be not in time for like the 12:15, 12:30 games, but probably for around 1 o'clock, I'm going to hop on YouTube and do some live betting and talking baseball as the games are going on. So I think it's going to be a great day, and we've definitely got some live bets out there.
Well, we've already got some questions in the chat, which I'm very much looking forward to answering. Not just MLB. Get your PGA questions in the chat or comments, picks. Get your WNBA questions in the chat, maybe some NFL, because we've already got that going in there. Let's get some official picks out there. Sniper, one of the games I was looking at was your Cubs. I really love fading the Cards. I'm not a big Dustin May guy, even though he's been pretty decent. Matthew Boyd on the mound. So you've got actually a couple of plays in this game. One is a side and one is a prop.
Yeah, so I wanted to go full on homer today because I'm feeling good after having the huge game, the huge day yesterday, and the Cubs look great right now. 4-1 on this road trip so far to Pittsburgh and St. Louis heading into today. I was going to play the money line. There's a little bit of juice. It's in like the one teens, but then something jumped out at me. The money line I found as high as +150. So we're just going to do the run line right now. The Cubs are 27-12 since June 10th, really locked in right now. They actually have at least 10 hits in 8 of their last 10 games. The offense is absolutely humming. Alex Bregman has woken up here in the last 2 days, and he hadn't been hitting all year. Cardinals are actually on the opposite end, 13-23 since June 16th, coming back to kind of where we thought the Cardinals would be before this season, where it looked like they were heading into a rebuild there. Matthew Boyd, as Sia mentioned, on the mound for the Cubs, 2.31 ERA since his injured list return. Cubs have actually won all 6 of his starts. So we're going to go with the Cubs on the money line here with a decently big plus money. And then while I'm diving in and going full on homer, I might as well just go to my guy PCA on the hits, run, RBIs, because it is down to 1.5. It had been over 2.5 for weeks and weeks and weeks. We got it down to 1.5 here. Not a ton of juice either. So far this series, 0-7 with 5 strikeouts, but that's just 2 games. Everybody else has picked him up. He's still going to be hitting leadoff. And in that Pirates series, He was 7-for-14 with 3 doubles, a triple, and 2 home runs. I don't think he's going into a slump. I think it was just 2 off games. Plus, sac fly last night was about 3 or 4 feet from being a 3-run home run. So he's right there. Really like PCA and the Cubs tonight.
All right. We've already got a lot of stuff going on in the chat. I want to get some of it out of the way now. Let's go to AMAGS here. And it's your Yankees. For some reason, somebody likes the White Sox money line. And I'm not saying that's a bad pick, but your thoughts there. They're about plus 120 at home. Cam Schlittler on the mound for the Yankees.
Yeah, I got to say, I do think that Schlittler can have a really good start here. I mean, we saw last night Cole, as Sniper mentioned in his pick with the strikeouts there, he got that on the last pitch of the night. But he really was solid aside from one inning. I think Schlittler could be really solid as well. So I don't love going against them, but you know, we've got quite a few White Sox fans in the Discord that'll tell me otherwise. So,
all right, let's move on to the WNBA real quick. Before you give out your official picks, Brad, a couple of questions in the chat. This one I'm interested in. Actually, one of them is from you. So yesterday on the show, when we had Calvin on, I said I was in, and believe me, I'm not exactly as in deep as you and Calvin are with the WNBA. So take this with a grain of salt. For whatever reason, I was surprised that the Wings were only minus 124 on the money line. Well, I shouldn't have been surprised because the money's coming in on Atlanta. Now that money line on the Wings is like, I think minus 109 or something. So what am I missing about the Dream? Because you like them. This is not your official pick, but you like them +1.5 tonight.
Yeah, there's a couple things that come in play. First and foremost, the money, right? Money is pushing this line out, and it's telling you the story. Whenever I'm betting a smaller handle sport, if I'm setting a line at like maybe, or not setting, but like a believing a line is going to be like 2.5, 3.5, and then I go and see this book opens at a pick, it makes me want to investigate a little bit more. I think there's a little bit of fatigue coming in for Dallas, right? Dallas is a really good team who's playing really good basketball right now. But you look, they just had a monster schedule. Then All-Star break where it was like a lot of emotional energy expended for their young players who get to highlight themselves. On the other side, Dream play really good basketball. They play really good defensively. And I love their offensive metrics over the last 5 games. They've kind of flipped the switch of being one of those teams that rank now in the top 3 in offensive rating over the last 5 games, which is deadly. If Dallas can't defend better, they're going to give up a bunch. And that makes it a lot of value at a +1.5 right now.
All right, so that's an unofficial play, but you do have an official play in this game with Arike Ogunbowale, which anytime we hear Ogunbowale, we think NFL, right? Dare Ogunbowale, who I believe is still on the Houston Texans roster at 32 years old. Oh, by the way, we're 42 days away from NFL kickoff. Put your favorite 42 in the chat. Brad, what's your favorite prop tonight?
Yes, I am going to Arike, and man, these numbers are just absolutely insane, right? Like, first and foremost, she has a really good matchup, right? The Dream against guards this season, giving up 29.8 points per game. Actually, surprisingly, the Dream are allowing teams to play really fast against them. Pace at 84, which is pretty high. But it's not really so much about the matchup that I'm just lushing over. It's a good added factor. But if you look at Enrique's numbers over the last 5 games, I mean, let's go last 20, right? So last 20 usage of 22.6. Well, that usage bumps all the way up to 26 now over the last 5 games. And her points per game number has even gone up in that usage. Minutes up by 4 per game as well. So it's like this big cauldron of really good things happening. And you could say, well, wait, Brad, Paige was out for one of those games. It didn't really change her usage. It didn't change her points per game. Nothing changed. It flatlined throughout, which I really like because it's not just a blip in the road where you have this one star player who's out and then the next player up actually takes over. No, it's been consistent usage and a lot of aggression. I think something kind of happened, whether it's in the locker room or mentally, where she's like, this is a really good team now. I have to continue to hold my own and have to make things happen if we want to go as far as possible. And why I'm saying that is because this Dallas team, I bet them at 22-1 last week to win it all. They're playing with a lot of passion. And Enrique is one of those players who's really helping out in that sense. And I just think the points number is criminally low.
All right, fair enough. We got Ogunbowale over 13.5 points. Now we move to the Rocket Classic. Now, we might have some Rocket Classic questions. In fact, we already have some comments regarding Koivin and Jake Knapp, who were very much featured, Steve Folkerts, in the chat on the early wedge yesterday. You're going to want to catch that show for sure. But here, Brad, this is interesting. You've got a top 40 play, and the top 40 play is plus 380, which means this has to be a guy who has really tailed off. This has to be somewhat of a reach, because the top 40 market, we're usually looking at, you know, guys that might be in the, you know, plus 100, plus 150 range, you know, on the outside looking in. This guy's way on the outside looking in. But the irony of it is he's been dominant here. He just hasn't been good lately at all. Talk to me.
Yeah, that's Mr. Cam Davis. And for me, what I basically did when I was looking at these prices, is I was looking for an overlay. I was looking for anything that has exponential value over the price set. And you think about Cam Davis, he's had a terrible season, right? Miscut at the 3M. T21 at Genesis was pretty good. That's the little sign that we take right there. But three miscuts before that. But if you go back and you look at Cam Davis's history wrapped around the Rocket Classic, it's always marred with miscuts. But when he steps on this golf course, it's something that changes. Something that changes in him because of how good the course fit is. He can go out there and he can use his best weapon. That's his driver, his driving ability. He's also really good with his long irons, which kind of steps him up a little bit more. This is a guy who's won this golf tournament twice. What does he have? Three wins in his career, two of them coming at this golf course. He has two other top 17s. He's only played this golf tournament five times, right? It's only been five times, and he has finished inside the top 40 in four of those five times. So you're telling me I get plus 380 for a guy who's won this tournament twice, finished top 17 the two other times, and the last one miscut was last year? Yeah, I think he's due for a bounce back. I'm going to take it. If he has another performance like he did at Genesis, another place where you can just hit the ball wherever you want, we're getting really good value on Cam Davis.
Yeah, it's an interesting play. I actually looked at Cam Davis because I was looking at the top Australian market. And for the record, I was actually going to go with Carl Phillips. There's only three guys in that market. And I think it's only offered at BetMGM. It was Carl Phillips. It was Cam Davis, both at plus 120. And Ryan Ruffles, who was like plus 380 or plus 400. Interestingly enough, Ryan Ruffles got brought up on yesterday's early wedge show. That's how deep we go there. Let's go to a question. We're going to get back to golf in a second because I've got a round one three ball to give out. A-Mags, there was someone in the chat, I think it was Big Cheesy, who liked Trevor Rogers over 4.5Ks. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I actually was looking for like the first five under in that game. It was 4.5, now 4, it looks like, and still kind of juiced to the under. But both, you know, him and Scoop going up against each other, I think that's a great matchup to look for an under. And Rogers has been very good, so I really don't mind going the over 4.5. I don't have the exact number here in front of me. But I don't mind going over 4.5. I'm a fan of Rogers, at least this version of him, not the earlier season version.
Sniper, I want to get your comments there. I also want to get your comments real quick on Scoobal, because you know, many people are saying, hey, this might be an audition day. They're 3.5 games, the Tigers, of a wild card spot. There's a that doesn't sound like a lot, but there are a handful of teams in front of them, including the Orioles, believe it or not, at 2.5 games back. What are your thoughts on that? And then, of course, on this pick from Big Cheesy.
More so, I kind of think he wants to stay and wants to see it through at least this season. So, yes, he'll be plenty motivated, but I think it's because the Tigers probably want to win out and maybe be about two games out, hitting Monday for the trade deadline, and then maybe they'll add and go for it instead of trading Scoobal. But yeah, I like the pitching in this game, and it's interesting. I wanted to bring up No Ticky, No Laundry said no HR in the first three innings, plus 114 in that game with Trevor Rogers against Tarek Scoobal seems too good to be true. I like that and plus money. The only avenue I could find there is, hey, sometimes home runs happen. You do have Pete Alonso against Scoobal in a lefty-righty matchup. You do have, let's say, Spencer Torkelson or Dylan Dingler in a righty-lefty matchup against Rogers. But, yeah, I kind of feel like that's a good play.
All right. I love to hear it. We got a lot more coming your way in terms of answers to your questions. A lot of people putting plays in the chat, which I love to see. I also love to see these BetMGM promos. BetMGM players will receive an MLB parlay boost. To use the token, just make an MLB parlay. And if you win, you will receive extra winnings in unrestricted bonus dollars. Also, speaking of the WNBA, we've got a BetMGM WNBA odds boost. Just make a bet on the WNBA tonight. And if you win your wager that was made with the odds boost token, you'll receive extra winnings in unrestricted bonus dollars. A lot more to get to, including some more golf. We've got AMAG's official pick. We've got the home run chart and answers to your questions right after this message from our partners. We're back on the early edge. I see Capper Taylor in here. He says, we're James Worthy days away. So we're changing the sport, but that we're going to accept that. The Lakers showtime. It was Worthy. It was Magic. Kareem was part of that. What do we have? Michael Cooper, Byron Scott. That was a fun one. All right, we've got my pick to do. Let's do that, and then A-Mags, we're going to get to your pick. Got a lot more to get to, including the home run chart. Austin Smotherman, round one, three ball. This is tomorrow morning. He's also a first-round leader of mine, by the way, so I put that in the Sportsline Discord, my first-round leaders. By the way, it's like 145-1, so it's a sprinkle play for sure. He's one of five that I've got there. Get in the Sportsline Discord for my first-round leaders, but also just listen to the early wedge because you'll get it there too. Smotherman at plus money, which makes sense. It's a three ball, plus 112 over Danny Walker and Peter Malnati. Neither of these guys, Malnati and Danny Walker, have been playing well this season. I will say this. Peter Malnati's actually played well at this tournament, so I think he's going to be okay. What's interesting is that he's actually a further favorite or a further dog than Danny Walker. I think that should probably be flipped because Danny Walker has not had a good season. Austin Smotherman, on the other hand, started off really hot. He had a great beginning of the year and then has really tailed off since then. But what I've noticed with Austin Smotherman, a guy who was on the FedEx Cup points bubble, which is going to be really important to him, is that the approach play has started to come back. And if the putter can come back with him, which I think we're starting to see glimpses of that too, he's going to be just fine here. Because at this course, I think the approach play and the putter are critical. So I think Austin Smotherman, we might see a little bit of a return to form to the beginning of the year. And if we do that, he's going to win this three-ball matchup pretty easily. If he doesn't do that and we don't see that, I still think he could probably win this matchup over Danny Walker and Peter Malnati. So I'm going to roll with it at plus 112 as a round one three ball at the Rocket Classic. Now, Brad, I thought you looked at that and you kind of nodded your head a little bit. Maybe I'm wrong. Your thoughts?
A couple things here. Austin Smotherman, good first round leader guy. Another great course fit here. Question, will he make the putts? I like guys who can't putt on smaller greens, right? Because you don't really need to putt from 40 plus feet. You don't need a three putt avoid when the greens are so tiny. Danny Walker is like my kryptonite though. Anytime I go up against Danny Walker, he always bites me, but I think this is a really good price. I'll be on Smotherman first round leader too. So like, I mean, if I like a first round leader, I'm going to like him in his three ball.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. 140-1, I think are the odds or maybe 135. I did hit Austin Smotherman 110-1 when he was hot earlier in the year as a first round leader. So hopefully we can run that back. A-Max, talk to me about your MLB prop on Ozzie Albies.
Yeah, well, one thing I wanted to mention real quick, we were waiting on some of this news here to see if Kyle Schwarber would play today. He had a stomach bug that kept him out yesterday. Manager Don Mattingly said he was hopeful he would play today. The lineup came out. He is not in there. So that certainly does hurt the Phillies side. As you guys know, I'm with EC. I thought the minus 1.5 plus 110 or better was a solid price. I still don't mind it, but it does kind of stink that Schwarber is not in there today. So just wanted to highlight that as we go and make some of our early day bets. But another early day bet here, I was looking for a player prop and I went to the Braves game because I really just do not trust that Shaw Manaea is as good as we saw last time out against the Dodgers. He struggled before that. And when you look at some of the underlying numbers, it's the hard contact and it's the numbers against righty, specifically a guy on the Braves side that we know is so much better against those left-handed pitchers is Ozzie Albies. So I'm going Albies over 1.5 hits, runs and RBIs here. He should be in the heart of the order. On the away team, right there in the scoring mix for the Braves, have an ample amount of opportunities. And I do, again, like him in that matchup here against the lefty Manaea. The price is kind of what it is. I guess we don't, have a ton of value here, but I have him actually closer to 3 hits, runs and RBIs. And maybe there's a bit of dissension across some of the projections, but everything that I had was over 2 at least. Like the lowest projection was nearly 2.5 hits, runs and RBIs here in the first game. This is game one of the doubleheader here for the Mets and the Braves. So Albies against the lefty. If you look at him recently too here, 3 home runs in the last 5 games. He's kind of got the power stroke back. So I don't even hate taking a little sprinkle on the home run as well for Albies. But in my opinion, Price was more than fair, if not a little bit of value here. But we get a guy on the away team right in the heart of the scoring mix for the Braves, who I think can do some damage here against Sean Manaea today. So I like that one, game one specifically for Ozzy Albies on the hits, runs, and RBIs.
Philip Terrazas, I'm just noticing this comment. He says, it's insane that a Yordan Alvarez to hit a home run is plus 190. That is absolutely insane. Hey, Mags, you can never take that, right? I mean, that at that point, you're like, no. I don't care who he is. Like, no.
So
right?
two ways you could play it, in my opinion here. First way, because you're getting that number partially because obviously Yordan Alvarez is so great, but also on the other side, you have Grayson Rodriguez with 35 hits allowed in 19 innings against left-handed batters. 4 of those have been home runs, so it's a 389 average. We saw, if you're in the Sportsline Discord, Jeff Hochman already posted, I believe it was, Yordan Alvarez hits, runs, and RBIs today, 2.5. I like that one. I had him well over 3 because of the matchup, but you can't bet that. You're right. It's not a price you can bet. So two things, either look for a boost, like a 50%, maybe you get something even better than that, and then you can kind of feel a bit better about yourself, or bet it in the first at bat, Yordan Alvarez to hit a home run. If he does hit a home run in the first at bat, well, then you're not on it for plus 190. You're on it for, you know, plus 800 or better probably. And if he doesn't, you know, you're using a smaller unit size there, probably like a quarter unit. And then you would just probably look for the full game number at that point. Maybe you can get plus 300 or something once he's already lost an at bat without having a home run. So either that or just bet it every time he comes up if you're consistently watching the game.
Sniper, I want to ask you about that game because there were 2 games I almost came to the show with. One was the Cubs game, of course, because I wanted to fade Dustin May, but more of the Cardinals bats, I guess a little bit of both. The other one was I kind of wanted to take a chance on Wesneski, who, I mean, I believe his minor appearances have been okay, but the real fade there was going to be on Grayson Rodriguez and the Angels bats. But I thought it was just too much of an unknown because I just don't know enough about Wesneski, but I know enough about the Astros and the Angels to be like, I kind of want to take the first 5. I kind of want to take the full game, both in that minus 130 range. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Astros run line's probably a good play here. It's tough to trust Wesneski. He was on the Cubs for several years. You know, he would come out and he would have good outings, and he's capable of having good outings. As you said, his numbers in the minors right now this season are really good. He's working back from injury. He was banged up all year last year. But the big thing is the Astros are kind of hot right now, are playing for a playoff spot. The Angels, as we know, are not. They're getting ready to sell. This seems like, especially with the Astros being on the road and being guaranteed that ninth inning at bat, this seems home free for an Astros run line play.
We're going to get back to baseball in a second, including the home run chart. But, Brad, I want to follow up on this question from David Eames. Are there any leans you have for – I know we're going to have soccer on Friday, maybe tomorrow as well, certainly on Friday. But do you have any leans on Champions League or Conference League bets? I don't know if you've looked at soccer today.
Yeah, I have. I could give some out. So in the let's go. I think this Kirat Almaty match. Kirat's really good at home. Really tough place to play. I believe they're down 1 on aggregate, or is that 1 tied on aggregate? Either way, I like them to win. Money lines plus 120. Yeah, they're down 1 on aggregate. Another one that I like. I like Fenerbahce away -1. I know a lot of people get twisted and say, "Oh my God, well they're up on aggregate and they're playing away." Doesn't matter. This team is going to dominate possession. They're going to try to put this game out. I'll give a good example. We saw Hertz versus Sturm Graz last night, and Hertz literally had zero heart in that match. They were down 4 in aggregate playing at home at a really opposing place, but Sturm Graz were just such a better team, and they dominated them. I think that's what Fenerbahce are going to do. Getting -1 is a really good price. So that'd probably be the 2 I'd play. Maybe both teams are scoring over 2.5 in Vikinger. My only problem is like, that team is just such a insane team where like sometimes they don't have a ton of structure. When you're playing away from home, it's hard to score goals without structure.
All right, let's go back to baseball. Scott Edwards, AMAG says, better chance at over 7.5 Ks, Sale or Schlittler? If you had to pick one, who goes over 7.5 Ks, AMAG?
Sale.
You know what? I think something to be said about Schlittler against these lefties. So Chris Sale, I understand doubleheader day probably has to be pushed a little bit more. I guess we'll see what happens in game one, but you have AJ Smith-Shawver coming back. He did throw almost 90 pitches last time in his last rehab, so he probably can cover a normal starter's workload, but maybe they have to stretch the bullpen and Sale goes seven or pushed a little bit. So I could see Sale doing it, but just interestingly enough, when you look at Cam Schlittler, I mean, he's been significantly better against lefties for strikeouts, and he's going to face a lineup that projected right now only has two right-handed batters in it, one of which being Mydroth with a 25% K rate anyways. So I think Schlittler's kind of sneaky for strikeouts tonight.
All right. And I know, Sniper, you said you liked Sale. What about Katie Taylor's play? Reynolds, two bases, plus 118. Your thoughts?
Is that Eduardo Rodriguez? Yeah. And the interesting thing about that series is somebody mentioned it earlier in the chat, and we should outline that as well, that there have been so many pitchers used in this series and so many runs scored that they're probably going to try to save the bullpen today and get the starters deep into the game, which means you're going to get an extra look at the starting pitcher a third time through. Probably that might be where you get, if Reynolds doesn't get a hit in his first two, maybe he doubles or even hits a home run there. So that's my roundabout way of saying, yes, I support that, but also discussing another question, which was if you wanted to look at the outs for Eduardo Rodriguez and Jared Jones, that might be a play as well.
Amax, go ahead.
I'll co-sign the total bases.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'll co-sign the total bases for Katie Taylor. I think one thing to look at in this game is that I like the Pirates much more against righties. You get guys like Brandon Lau in that, you know, solid matchup where they aren't in that matchup here. But you know, when you look at the lineup, it's like Brian Reynolds and Valdez, and then pretty much everyone else. So like these two guys are leading in terms of production against lefties. Reynolds almost a 290 average against lefties. So I like the look on total bases, maybe not hits, runs, and RBIs where you're, you know, needing men on base to drive them in, or you're then on base and need your teammates to drive you in for a run. This is purely on Reynolds versus the lefty. And I like that matchup, especially kind of breaking it down total bases versus hits, runs, RBIs.
Where else can you drop into a show, drop into the chat, and get conversation like this, a back and forth? I'm not sure. I'm sure there's other places where it exists, but I don't know that the vibe is the same necessarily. So shout out to this crew and everybody that jumps in on the early edge. Let's see how we are doing on the home run chart, courtesy of Jake Fetner, who has some really cool things going on with the sports line model that we'll hopefully be rolling out very soon. Top MLB home run plays, courtesy of Jake Fetner and the Inside the Lines crew, Ben Rice, TJ Rumfield, Mickey Moniak. Matt Sniper, I'm going to ask you first, your reaction.
Yeah, I mean, Rice in that ballpark against Davis Martin, I like that one for sure. Rumfield is having a nice rookie season for the Rockies. Looks like one of those guys that when you have a really bad season, you want something good to take away from it. He's one of those guys for the Rockies. Moniak, I'm surprised that the model has him all the way down at plus 229. He's on the road, but he did hit a home run last night. The only thing is we don't know the starting pitcher for the Padres yet. Interesting. I have a couple long shot ones to sprinkle in here too.
Go ahead.
Zach Littell on the mound for the Nationals. He gives up a lot of home runs, especially to lefties. Dalton Varsho hasn't hit a ton of home runs this year, but he hit over 20 and a half of a season last season. Dalton Varsho is a lefty, maybe Varsho against Littell. I hadn't looked at the number yet because I looked at this last second, but I bet it's big in the 600s or 700s, I would guess. And then Joe Ryan on the mound in Minnesota, he is notoriously awful in the second half. And he actually gave up six home runs last game. Yeah. Not six runs, six home runs. Last so if you wanted to look at some Royals lefties, Carter Jensen or Jack Caglione, big power there.
How are you in the game long enough to give up six home runs?
Yeah.
What are we doing to this guy?
You wear it and don't want to waste relievers or anything.
Yeah. Hey, Mags, your reaction to the home run chart? Anybody else to add?
Well, I just think it's interesting that we have two Rockies on there. Sniper mentioned it's not confirmed yet, but it's looking like, at least projection-wise, Griffin Canning for the Padres here. And I mean, he's been abysmal against lefties this year, 11 home runs against lefties in 34 and two-thirds innings. So that's probably why we're picking up those couple of lefties there. And shout-out to Buckets. That's his guy there, TJ Bumfield, right there in the heart of the chart there. But I also like Ben Rice against Davis Martin. I wouldn't mind that.
Zach Kosenki says, Sia, do we like Koivin or Matsuyama this week? I don't mind Matsuyama. My money's not going on him. I know Koivin and Knapp have been brought up in the chat. Those are two of my three outrights. So I absolutely love them. If you want to play them outright or in the finishing position market, I think they have plenty of upside. Let's see. Before we get to the recap screen, there was another WNBA question, Brad, that I wanted to ask you, and I believe it was regarding Alyssa Thomas. Saints909 dropped in at the very front end of the show. 31.5 PRA. Your thoughts?
All right. So I actually, I don't know if I posted this in the chat yet or whatever, but I actually broke down the forwards from these games, and I actually prefer Copper. Was it number 23.5 PRA? I have it right here. Give me 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 23 PRA. It's actually a really tough matchup for both of them. So, like, realistically, I don't want to play either over probably like over a unit. I put like 0.35 on Copper. If you look at the two numbers, the two splits, Copper is what, 9-1 in last 10 covering that PRA, hitting it with out of eight of those games with just points. Alyssa Thomas has probably a C plus matchup. So probably pass on that. But I took Copper with a C plus matchup as well, just because of the trends. And I've been pretty like adamant that I'm not a trends guy, but when you give me something with a 90% hit rate over the last 10 games, small sample size, but it's enough for me to put a small wager on.
Yeah, I mean, 90% is a pretty high percentage, trend or not. Snasty says, see, it is Xander week. I don't know about that, but it wouldn't shock me if Xander has a good week with a watered-down field, you know, no Scotty, no Rory. Maybe this is a time for Xander to actually put his stamp on the season. All right, we do have to wrap things up. A-Mags, anything – I know you're firing away in the chat, so is Sniper. Anything for the audio listeners that you just have to make sure they hear before we get to the recap screen?
Yeah, I think that one thing I wanted to at least mention here real quick, just we were on Mickey Moniak, hit a home run last night. I think you got to play him again for a home run from nearby Encinitas, California, playing back in his hometown pretty much here in Southern California. They did mention it on the broadcast last night, but I had to double check. So I think that's a pretty good home run look. And then if you want, I mentioned it in the Sportsline Discord, but right now, Sia, we are on the season up 11 units, about 30% ROI for first at-bat strikeout bets in the Discord. And we like Kyle Stowers early in the left-on-left matchup, confirmed in the lineup. You get Stowers against Lizardo. I like that one. And then Murakami, he was already asked about for a walk in the chat here. I guess, mind taking Murakami for a walk. He's, you know, a guy that's going to walk a ton and strike out a ton. But I'm going to go to the strikeouts. Cam Schlittler, again, been incredibly good against those lefties for strikeouts. This will be the first time Murakami and a bunch of these hitters are ever going to see Schlittler. The way he tunnels his pitches can really be tough to pick up. So I wouldn't be surprised if he grabbed a bunch of strikeouts the first or second time these guys see him. So Murakami and Colson Montgomery would be your best bets there for at-bat strikeouts again.
The Sportsline Discord is so good, especially this MLB channel right now. So, Ben, if you don't mind, before we get Sniper's final thoughts here, sportsline.com/join. That's how you join up. Go to sportsline.com, and it's very, very easy, very inexpensive. You'll find that as soon as you go to sportsline.com/join, and you get so much, but you also get the Discord for free, discord.gg/sportsline. That NFL chat's going to be heating up soon. College football, you name it, Sportsline's got it in the Discord and over at Sportsline. Sniper, you are the leadoff man, or at least the author of the leadoff man. Any cleanup to do before we get to the recap screen?
Yeah, there was a Dweezy Dub mentioned Brewers run line -1.5 +140. That's big plus money when you consider how much better the Brewers are than the Giants. It's because Logan Webb is on the mound for the Giants, traditionally very, very good, not having the best year. I think this is a good opportunity, honestly, to just kind of take the money line here. The Brewers are the better team, not necessarily needing them to win by two. But if you want to get that big plus money, then, you know, go ahead. I do think the Brewers are going to win the game, especially since they lost Monday. You expect them to win the series against a bad team like the Giants.
A-Mags reminding all of us he's also going to be in the hockey Discord when that starts up. So he's going to be here year-round. You're not going to want to miss it, whether it's on this show or in the Discord. So make sure you buckle up and you join the Discord at discord.gg/sportsline. So many picks coming in. I wish we could do this show for an hour, hour and a half, because we could get to everything, because we certainly have the personnel to do it. but we're going to cap it right there. Let's get to the recap screen. I've got a round one three ball tomorrow morning. Austin Smotherman plus 112 over Danny Walker and Peter Malnati. We go to baseball. Cubs run line plus 150 and Pete Crow Armstrong over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs at minus 124. Those, of course, from the sniper. Then we go to AMAX, Ozzie Albies over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs minus 127. If you join the show late, because I see a lot of people join the show late because they're asking about stuff that we answered earlier in the show, and that's totally fine. I just want to remind you, go back to the show because there's probably about 10 or 15 more picks. If you like the analysis, you can grab them. They were unofficial plays that we talked about on this show. We go to Brad's picks, Rico Ogunbowale over 13.5 points, minus 125. And in the 3M Open, he's got a bit of a long shot in the top 40 market. It's Cam Davis, who has won this tournament twice at plus 380. We've got a sports line pick from the Red Hot EC. It's the Phillies run line, minus 1.5, of course, at plus 115. And we've got a home run chart. We talked about a lot of home run guys, but these are the home run plays courtesy of Jake Fetner and the Inside the Lines crew. Ben Rice, TJ, not Bumfield Buckets, but Rumfield, and Mickey Moniak. What a great show. I always feel like that after a show, but this felt like a really, really good show. Brad, AMAGS, Sniper, thank you very much. And of course, Ben, I don't know how you do it behind the scenes, but handling everything on the ones and twos and threes and fours. Everybody, thanks for being in here. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for being a part of this sports line and early edge experience. How about we do it again tomorrow at 10 o'clock? Until then, I'm the Counselor of Cash, and we rest our case.